Hey kid, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a
CIA hypno-programmed robot assassin.
This program has been sponsored by the Australian Yellow Cake Kitchen, the hottest kitchen on the planet. Do see the Australian Yellow Cake Kitchen for all your resource needs.
CIA hypno-programmed robot assassin.
Welcome to Scan.org, an independent Australian grassroots radio show. And it's free for non-profit and non-imam, non-lama, non-abbot, non-church, non-pope of any kind. My name is Martin and I consider conservative community radio standards, but I don't feel bound by them. And that is valid for both content and style of the show. Well, the new age of bullets and explosives forces me to state this lengthy declaration, but now it's time for some radio!
Rice has come to the Russian capital with US Defense Secretary Robert Gates to install interceptor missiles in Poland and a high-tech radar in the Czech Republic. The Americans say it's to help protect the United States from any future military threat.
The Dalai Lama has already angered White House President Bush fuel to the diplomatic flames.
And the two rivals were developing missiles that could be used to annihilate each other.
Annihilate each other.
America and the Earth need a hero, right? And to the world.
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 Finally, if we are to win the battle that is now going on around the world between freedom and tyranny,
the war we fight today is more than a military conflict. It is the decisive ideological struggle of the 21st century.
with the advice of the Vice President, now it is time to take longer strides.
I think we are going to succeed in Iraq. I think the evidence is overwhelming.
Time for a great new American enterprise. Time for this nation to take a clearly leading role, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth.
As veterans, you have seen this kind of enemy before. There are successors to fascists, to Nazis, to communists, and other totalitarians of the 20th century. We nevertheless are required to make new efforts on our own.
Together we can restrain the spending appetite of the federal government. We can balance the federal budget.
I therefore ask the Congress, above and beyond the increases I have earlier requested in space activities, to provide the funds from this year.
By the American president.
Obviously, we look at the opinion polls, and it'd be idle to pretend that we didn't.
Well, there are questions and some thoughts coming up. And therefore, one question in particular has plagued my mind for a few months now. And that is, where is Steve Fawcett? You know Steve Fawcett, the risk-taking adventurer. Do you know where he is? He seemed important for a while for the media, but he hasn't been found anywhere. Is this perhaps all a clever insurance fraud plot? Or has it all been enacted along a script for a new Hollywood blockbuster named
I Survived and It Didn't Even Hurt?
Well, of course, there are much more important issues out there in the world. But just like mainstream media use these unresolved mysteries of vanished persons in times of utter news nonsense during an election campaign, I thought about forgotten issues myself. For instance, often quoted terms such as carbon cutting, healthcare, education, and of course the darling issue of security, especially from terrorism and the Machiavellian lot which goes with that. That all has to be debunked and recast as cutting the workforce, disease care, indoctrination, and the darling issue of mafia gangster talk about who protects whom and from what. When we begin to start cutting the workforce, we realize quickly what an amount of carbon dioxide emissions all these wage earning people cause. The company fades into the background when emission figures are compared. A sacked workforce will not be able to buy high carbon dependent things such as fuel, plastic, coal-fired electricity and any centralized produced good or service needing geographical distribution with the inevitable emission of carbon dioxide. We, the people, will have to be reprogrammed. preferably by some benevolent alien race visiting us soon, before the logic of explosives and bullets can take a hold of us all. When we all wake up and know that there's much more provided for us than we ever want, we may be able to sun-dry and desiccate in relative peace and move on. And that brings me to disease care, which is, of course, a massive business for a lot of boring people with plenty of bad drugs to sell. And I assure you, the doctors are also sold out, especially in times when there are so many skill shortages in the doctor business and overseas doctors who want to come here are told, "Don't come here, you terrorists." And to the indoctrination? Yeah, well, children are also sold out to be made compatible with the consumer capitalist sentiment, becoming wonderful, underweight, overworked lemmings for unattainable dreams. And finally, I come to the mafia gangster talk of protecting you and me from terrorism. Well, I don't really agree with that supposition that you and I need this rammed down your throat protection, and that's where the metaphor of feisty Sicilian mafia mobster fades to a gum tree trying to say something to me. I acknowledge that the so-called leaders and privileged, be they gum trees or not, are worried to be blown to pieces, particularly when they try a public stunt somewhere outside of Australia with a megaphone or outside of their own safe room even. But as you can see now where I'm coming from with all this news rubbish around, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter at all. Not to you and me. Because the world has begun to change. There are no options, neither technological nor behavior-wise. We haven't stopped the party since 1905, which was the beginning of liquid power to the rulers of the time. And we're not seriously stopping anything in our present existence until that liquid stuff has vanished from the markets, believe me. Then, maybe, perhaps, people could potentially realize that coal is actually sequestered carbon, and releasing it back into the biosphere surely prevents any cooling. On the other hand, there always could be another Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Gates, Dr. Do-Good and alike, making you and me believe coal is great for the time being, but targets are now set to cut emissions by 80% by 2080, and therefore it's okay to continue meanwhile on the carbon path. So, reviewing these issues, which you find being discussed in length daily on your mainstream media, I thought to myself, what the hell are these politicians waiting for? Why don't they actually mercifully now go and kill us all with some really good drug? Because then they won't have so many crises to manage. Wars will become obsolete as people slowly disappear. And the remaining oil will last for the privileged and educated for several centuries. And with genetic manipulation, future humans could be made resistant to acid rain, radioactivity, dioxin, saline water, cyanide and heat. But it will be difficult to avoid the war gene. So I don't know very much about this peculiar human trait, except that I know I have it. And it could be unleashed and expressed in certain circumstances, such as an immediate threat to my tranquility. How do you see this problem, dear privileged person? You, the wealthy one, I mean. Do you think your scientists and religious guys can work this one out? If you are confident about it, then I may have to ask you about your sex life and the unresolved mysteries therein. The little death and the creation, all in one simple act, you know. But because we know, all you, how your sex life has caused you to confuse sex, lust, bliss and power with the help of churches and schools and adults around, you are lost in that last category, my dear privileged fellow human. When getting it on with the other means getting power over the other, well then, a failed sexual encounter can still be relatively blissful by killing the other and therefore succeeding in the exercise of power, but missing the whole idea of good sex, I'm afraid. And fascistic circles worked that out long ago, namely how to produce sexually dysfunctional soldiers for wars, or bureaucrats for peace. So when I hear you, the privileged, the politician, the policeman, the expert, the preacher, wanting to protect me, I think by myself, what the hell do you care about me? I won't help you cultivate this nonsense. I bite the hand that tries to feed me, do you know? Thank you very much. So, you see, dear privileged politician, fellow human, that there is a predicament for you. You, near at all, at the top of the pyramid, will have to learn the Icarus lesson. You cannot collect bird feathers, wax, and straps of leather and hope to fly unharmed into the sunset to escape your penthouse in the tumbling, crashing pyramid. Well, I'm not passionate, you know. I just wanted to get it off my chest.
In the 2001 election campaign, the slogan, "We Remember," we decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
But what we demonstrated was the best quality teleportation.
Some of the people that have come from Africa over the last few years, we know that they have, on average, low levels of education and lower levels of education than almost any other group of refugees that have come to Australia. And we have detected some of the people that have come from Africa.
Well, I was making a general comment about... Well, can I answer the question? Would you let me answer the question?
Right.
As I said, I'm making some general comments about... Well, can I answer the question? And what I was trying to say was that there's no good as that. What I'm saying is that. Well, can I answer the question? Would you let me answer the question?
Right.
Is that firstly, now I'm not the only person. You've heard.
Yes.
You've heard. Would you let me answer the question?
Right.
You've heard the. Sir, if you want to keep interrupting, you can do the press conference. But if you'd like to get me to answer questions, can you just please wait? So let's
be racist.
Sudanese are aggressive and dangerous and need to be dealt with swiftly and harshly. Put them all on probation and then deport the ones who break the law. If you live anywhere from Noble Park to Dandenong, move out now. The area is brutal.
He certainly had overstepped the mark in terms of honesty.
If there's the occasional bad apple, sure, but it's only the occasional bad apple.
Queensland.
Let's be racist.
Pervez Musharraf crashed in Kashmir today.
Unity Resources Group, its guards have shot dead two Iraqi women.
It doesn't come as a surprise.
The men and women of the ADF preserve our way of life.
And are entitled to freedom of drinking in their own home if they choose to.
I think it's a good thing if we don't understand from where we've come.
Because of the dark matter.
That will involve some expense, but... you do have to pay for democracy. It's Mr. Rudd blaming other people.
I've seen Mr. Howard's comments on history. I support Mr. Howard.
And we'll see Australia continue to achieve world-class.
Believe that this country has badly neglected the teaching. We have lapsed into a very uncoordinated, haphazard approach. I'm releasing the last 11 and a half years of the years ahead.
Over the course of months and years. And that is what I have been doing.
Understand where we want to take ourselves if we don't understand signposts, milestones. I want us to understand our failures and our blemishes.
Big, massive, environmentally effective.
You know, whether or not we get there, I think, you know, is unknowable.
Bent is bent to bend right around someone.
Cold dark matter and warm dark matter.
Because of the dark matter.
Cold dark matter.
Dark matter.
Dark matter.
Dark matter.
Dark matter.
Little lumps of dark matter.
Warm dark matter.
It doesn't matter if the dark matter is cold dark matter and warm dark matter.
I think some people who like to drink much more than two drinks a day.
I am on a quest, and I started on this quest over 20 years ago.
Since he began his political career more than 30 years ago, he has stayed true to his quest to fight for what's right without question or pause. And to his small but growing band of believers, his integrity has made him a modern political hero.
I was really impressed by Washington.
They have murdered
the radio ads.
People don't want to know about my views or the government's views on in the future.
If I'm re-elected,
I don't take all that seriously. After listening to these people talk in disparaging terms,
individuals will always step outside those bounds.
I am Shiva, the god of death.
I use extensively at home a personal shredder. In relation to all of my documents.
It is really the cure.
Because of the dark matter.
If people lose confidence in the internet.
Pseudoscience going on. People who pretend to be scientists.
Mutant koala.
There are reports coming in by a roadside bomb.
PR News.
Had my radio alarm set. I was awakened by a scream, a blood-curdling scream, and it just jolted me. You know, I'm out of my slumber and out of bed because he wants to turn the rapists and murderers loose to attack us in our beds. Whoa! Wait a minute.
9:15, 10:15, 9:15, 7:15.
7:15, 6:15, 5:30.
1:30, 1:00, 11:30.
8:00, 5:00, 6:30. Details are sketchy. Blackwater. When attacked, a U.S. convoy, an improvised explosive device exploded. ABC News 666. No, I can't, but I will promise to keep you fully informed on that. Top of the hour and bottom of the clock.
Oh, that's quite nice. And it's like eating crisp. It becomes very, very addictive. And we need to understand how we ended up here because of all of those brains working together. You are much better than a computer.
Breathtaking, isn't it?
Because of the dark matter.
Okay. Good day, Arthur. Arthur Pike is a volunteer here in the Regional Gallery here, and we have an exhibition here today in Nimbim, Rainbow Pulses from 1973 to 1994. Would you like to comment a little bit on this?
Well, this is the fruit of all the work that's been put into this, basically by the Aquarius Committee. And Graham Irvine is the curator of the exhibition, and he's done most of the good work, and he's organised a team of volunteers to service the art gallery next door to the Development Centre in Nimbin in the Main Street, in the Rainbow Building in the gallery just opposite the Oasis Cafe. It covers all the walls right around the gallery hall. Mm-hmm. And it's been very well received by a pretty wide, diverse range of people coming in, visitors to the Nimbin area as well as local residents. Mm. And the general feeling is that it's a grand exhibition of what happened over a period of 20 years after the Aquarius Festival. And it reflects some of the rich activities, creativity that was which was developed during that period and is only reflected in these in a small way in these posters. But brilliantly done because there's such a variety of very good artwork, colour, plain, black and white, and so on, even single colours.
And fabrics and paper.
Hmm?
And fabrics as well as paper.
There are some big fabrics on the wall, for instance. The Spirit of Aquarius fundraiser, a feature which was raised at a town hall function back in some 10 or 15 years ago, I think. And then, of course, other material about the Jogom demonstration organised by the Nimbin Environment Centre. The general feeling is that this would make a very good coffee table book, and that will be discussed by the Aquarius Festival, the Aquarius Committee, after the exhibition. I noticed that one of the editors of Nimbin News has just come in, and he's one of our people that's been doing a lot of other good work, and they've left a lot of their news here for people to pick up, and that's going very quickly. But the exhibition itself, you've got people, we're getting probably on each day now about 30 people a day coming in, and they're mainly people, I'd say roughly half of them come from tourists, people who are coming just visiting Nimbin, a lot of my backpackers, but some of them just coming through on the school holidays, and the other half would be mainly from residents. And at the moment we've got a professional photographer who's going around photographing from his own archives all the exhibition. Now, there will be some talk after this when they close the exhibition at the end of the week, and more than likely I think they should make a decision about it, bringing out a coffee table book. It seems that there would be a large amount of people who have either been here, came to the festival, went away, some lived here, gone away, and they'd be interested in buying a well-produced book which would reflect the quality of these posters. And it seems that anybody who takes on this project would be sitting on a very good sales promotion potential.
Well, so come forward, in other words, and help us to get it printed and compiled and all that.
One of the first things that Graham Irvine, who's the curator and the organiser of this whole thing, he said to me when I first discussed it with him, Marion Henderson, the folk singer who's in one of the posters, she said to me that it should be a coffee table book. And when I mentioned it to Graham, the first thing he said, where do we get the money? Well, I said, well, in this area here, there are many rich people, there are many poor people, but I think we can touch the rich ones and see if we can raise some money.
Yeah.
I think the people who are away from here will want to buy it. It'll probably sell, I don't know, for 50, 60 bucks, I don't know. But the money's around, and there are people who will want to keep it for their records. Mm. And they will remember different events. I had a photographer came in here yesterday, and he told me that he came here as a young child with his mother. She had been interested in a book. We've got a photograph on a wall over here on one of the cabinets where we've got one of the posters from the past. There's a photograph of a very young boy in black and white, beautiful photography, good light and everything else. And he was a baby when he was photographed, and that's the poster that his mother made of him. So it goes on. So there's a lot of personal interest. There's a lot of interest in the creativity of it. It looks like being a good book if they make it. But as far as the exhibition was concerned, it's been a very successful little project. Remember, it's not only been here, it's been to Mullum and other places as well.
Well, thank you very much.
My
Let's
pleasure.
Look forward to a printed edition for a lot of people to share.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You are warned to stand by for an important announcement.
Slogans for consumer youth! Slogans for consumer youth!
You're listening to...
NimbinRadioMedia.libsyn.com. NimbinRadioMedia.libsyn.com.
Obey. Have fear. Behave. Conform. Obey.
Success in this world, then you have to play the game. If you want success in this world, then there is no other way. If you want to be most popular, you have to know the score. Spread malicious gossip and then go and spread some more. If you want to run the rat race, then you have to stay on track. Do not care if others suffer for that logo on your back. And no
all their lives enslaved by the Ministry of Fashion. All that you should care for is the latest big sensation.
Slogans, fucking, fucking.